this audio file is about benchmarking. Success in business is largely about being better than the competition. And to be better than the competition, it's necessary to have something to compare. These somethings are usually referred to as key performance indicators, or KPIs. The KPIs could measure a host of different things, but they all drive towards doing things better, faster, and cheaper than the competition. These are the means by which a company achieves a competitive advantage. The comparisons that are sought through benchmarking could be internal ones, those within a company, comparing the performance of different aspects of the business or different business units, or they could be external. These external ones are most useful as they give an indication of how an organization is performing against a competitor or an industry standard. The aim of benchmarking is to improve performance, and there are four measures that are regularly benchmarked. The first are measures of time, how long it takes to produce something, how quickly the phone is answered, the speed of response to an inquiry, the time that's taken to deal with a complaint. And the second measures are to do with quality, the number of defects in a product, the length of life of a product, the cost of maintenance of a product, the ability of the product to withstand stress. Thirdly, there are measures of cost and effectiveness, the price of a product, the cost per application or use of a product, the cost of maintenance of a product, the savings that can be achieved by using the product. And then fourthly, there are measures of customer satisfaction. These include overall satisfaction with a product or satisfaction with different aspects of a product, the likelihood to recommend a product, the likelihood to repurchase it. And I like to talk about some examples of benchmarking. It's reported that Southwest Airlines, in an attempt to improve the turnaround time of its aircraft, used the benchmark of the auto racing pits rather than compare itself to other airlines. As a result, the benchmarking exercise helped Southwest to make much more significant improvements to gate maintenance, cleaning, customer loading operations than would have been possible with an inter-industry comparison. It's likely that every corporate organisation has benchmarked its operation at some time or another. Some companies have become known as the best-in-practice benchmarks. American Express is renowned for its billing systems, Disney World for customer experience, General Electric for its management processes, Hewlett-Packard for order fulfillment, and Ritz-Carlton for training. Documented examples of benchmarking are manifold. Xerox faced a logistics and distribution issue in its warehousing, and it had examined L.L. Bean's fulfillment methods to successfully improve warehouse productivity by 5%. Motorola identified a problem with the time it was taking between order receipts and product delivery. It studied Domino Pizza's order and delivery processes to reduce its cycle time. As a great fan of benchmarking, Motorola sent a benchmarking team to Japan to study how automotive companies manage quality in their manufacturing facilities, and this enabled the company to lower the defect rate and to reduce manufacturing costs. So here are some things to think about. Benchmarking. The key to benchmarking is to find data against which to benchmark. External data may be the gold standard, but it's not available, or it may not be available, then you might have to find internal data sources, whatever they can be. It's better to have frequent benchmarking tracking data with imperfections than to seek perfect benchmarking data that is not readily available. And be realistic with your KPIs. It can take 2 or 3 years to make a significant positive difference. And be patient. Do not lose sight of a long-term goal.